You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
Good morning. It's the Social Soundbite here on KXIC, 754, 37 degrees. I'm Jay Capron. Nick Westergaard here from Brand Driven Digital. How are things, Nick?
Things are well, Jay.
Good. Twitter always in the news lately, it seems, especially because the president has used that as his major form of communication with the public. And I've been thinking to myself, with all the conversations we have about how Twitter's been hurting, their long-term planning, how are they going to survive? They've got to love this, that every news outlet saying, tweet, tweet, he tweeted this, he tweeted that.
That is certainly one piece of it. The other is, if the one thing you have going for you is Donald Trump's use of your social network, you might need some help.
And speaking of Twitter, that ties right into our topic today. Badlands has gone rogue.
Badlands National Park has gone rogue. I love this headline. It says Badlands National Park Twitter account goes rogue, comma, starts tweeting scientific facts. So this was yesterday, and it came just a few days after the National Park Service was forced to shut down its Twitter activity over retweets from the Department of Interior, or that the Department of Interior deemed inconsistent with the agency's mission. Hmm. Now, for those that were keeping track, those were retweets about the size of the inauguration crowd, because the National Park Service is, of course, in charge of the National Mall.
Yes.
There in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, Badlands National Park started tweeting information on pre-industrial concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, how many parts per million, and a lot of these things that, again, aren't controversial, but are more what you would file as scientific fact. Now that might have been before we had alternative facts.
Mm-hmm.
So
a little snarkiness going on there?
Yeah, I believe so. a little of that, plus you talk about rules of social networks. Of course, yesterday there was this kind of a gag order among federal agencies to not use your social media accounts. So It's an interesting time. I mean, interesting time overall, considering everything. But also when you factor in social media and use, don't use, and, you know, these are some pretty important communications tools.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's interesting, and you could get more great info from Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. Check out branddrivendigital.com. Nick, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you next time, all right? That's Nick Westergaard. Coming up, Community Calendar here at 7:57. It's 37 degrees at the KXIC studios. Some light snow coming to the Iowa City area. Not a whole bunch, it doesn't look like. Trace to an inch, they're saying. We'll see if that holds true later today. Good morning.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.